Okay, Ion, let's see who would like to talk first.
Ask Paige how long she's been horny.
I always thought Paige was a guy. We'll see if, start off. We often go to these people first. So, Greg or Ginny, do you have a question?
How you doing, Bob?
Hey, Ion.
Hey, Ion, the timing of the release of the Panama Papers.
Yes.
Is there other events that we can mirror that are going on in the world that the Panama Papers were released at the time they were? Something that would correlate.
How about NGC 1600?
Okay, don't know what that is.
Google it.
The initials.
Wait, we can do this. Let's spell it for you. Capital N G C space 1600.
It's like a space thing. There's something in space.
Well, the 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is the White House ground.
Yeah, but NGC 1500, they pull up space images.
Oh, so did he say 15 or 16?
Ion, 1500?
1600.
Well, yeah, the White House is pretty spaced out. Is that what you're referring to, Ion, or this astrological stuff?
Astronomers find extremely massive black hole in NGC 1600 2 days ago.
Oh, yes. Sasha sent me that.
Elliptical gas.
Well, that lines up with the Panama Papers, which is what he asked.
Yeah, but what did I do? You know, I'm always in this somehow.
Get back
you
here,
asked
Greg.
You asked for the definition and recipe of tossed salad, so we gave you that, too. You did ask, and we are literal, and that is what it is, so there you go.
Yeah, thank you for that clarification. I'll never look at Ginny asking me to toss the salad the same
ever again. Oh, isn't that sweet?
Never look at it.
Wow. That's nice. That's nice. But you come to find out it's all in Nevada. Here's what's so funny. They do these inversions, and they invert the inversions, and they run in and out, and they're all upset and tore up about this. But come to find out, the money's all hiding right there in Nevada all the time. It's so hysterical. So all these Fat Cats and Bilderbergers and Tea Catters and Van Matchins and Suit Puffin and Hop Hobbin, Hock Hock Hobbin, Hop Hobbin, and even them little idiots in Iceland and Greenland. No, leave them alone now. Barclays, leave them alone. Then you got all them Nova Scotia, the Bank of Nova Scotia, the Nova Scotia mine, don't you know? Don't forget about the Hop Hobbin and the Hop Hobbin and the Bank of the Nova Scotia. Yeah, that's the one. They got all these kind of county account counts. They got accounts and they got account counts. What you don't know is that all this is off what they call off ledger. What that means is it's not on the bank's balance book. So if it's off ledger, it doesn't work. Do you mean to tell us that there are people walking around on the planet that's got more money than he is? Why, Lord, suffering cats, how in the hell can you have more money than he is? One individual. Well, actually, there's lots of them walking around with more money than he is. And there's so much they have to have it off gray screen or off books. And that's what happens. So they move them around and move them around and move them around so that they have undisclosed, unlimited money checks tucked everywhere. And this is nothing. This is nothing. This is just pointing out the things. See, you know what this awfully, wonderfully, fabulously does? It actually says that they ain't broke. They all got money. Thought they was all busted. They got their broke ass self and their broke ass mess and they got a broke ass number. They ain't broke. They got money everywhere. They're catching on to Bob. Bob, the new world. The tranquil world of Bob.
Tom Brokaw.
Tom Brokaw. He's dead, isn't he?
Yes, he's gone.
But we like Lewis Rukauser, though. We like Lewis Rukauser. He's good. He's
still
around.
Too. He's gone.
No. Lewis Rukauser.
No,
he's fine. He took over, yeah.
The revelation that all this money exists outside of, you know, the regular banking system isn't new. There's been many books written about it. There's already been a couple of leaks historically from this same law firm. So it's not like some big secret. It's just kind of hit the papers in such a way.
Greg, what you're asking, what is it distracting from?
Yeah, what is it distracting from, Ion?
not distracting from anything. It's trying to bring up to the surface that there is money. Everybody's running around the planet saying, we ain't got no money, we ain't got no money, we ain't got no money, we ain't got no money. Them Mexicans, they ain't got enough money to build that damn wall. They're going to build that wall. They're going to pay for it. They don't even have the money. So now they found the damn money. There's money everywhere, everywhere. Just pressed down, shaken together, overflowing, can't contain it anyway, anywhere, everywhere. So it's not displacing or placating anything. It's acknowledging that there is resource.
But the purpose of exposing this in such a way, besides proving that there is money, we get that, but who, what, where, and why to extract 11.5 million documents, there must have been a motive of embarrassment towards some person, group, entity, or country. Is there a specific entity?
They don't care. No, no one was hurt. The one from Iceland, he left. He checked out, but he was about two steps from dead anyway. He's going to go spend his damn money. He's making, got more money than he's making in what he's doing, so he's out of it. And Vladimir Putin said, hell yeah, hell yeah. All the Russians said, we ain't even got a Russia no more. We live with this. We have these problems for breakfast. We have these issues all the time. Corruption is how we salt our meat. We salt our meat with corruption.
That's
ridiculous.
It's not called corruption in Russia. Sure.
It's called every day. It's just called business as we know it. No worries.
Let's see. I think that's all about that. It didn't seem to have accomplished much, is what you're saying.
Yes, it did. It accomplished everything. It's proving that there is indeed money. That's what they're questioning. That's why the historic meeting of the minds had to come together, where you had to actually have Bernie, Janet Yellen, and then old Paul Volcker, Bob's little buddy. Bob's little voodoo economic buddy, he liked him. He got off on him. He'd probably toss his salad, too, but it was good. And Alan Greenspan, they had to come together to have a tit-tat, chit-chat, tit-tat, to see what the hell's really going on. They had to see what it's like. They're unhappy with the economic malaise and the inflation. Yes. They're worried. Yes. Bob, they're worried. They're worried. They're very concerned. They're almost those market movers that get in the public forum. Guess what they're going to talk about? Guess what they talk about? Landon goddamn LaRouche.
The radio quadrant. That's the homeopathic radio quadrant, people. We don't call it LaRouche anymore. LaRouche is the anthropomorphic patina. It's basically a replay of radio sensibilities. 1929. Note that, people. New nomenclature.
Nomenclature. Hop-hopping in the nomenclature. It's nomenclature, not nomenclature. Nomenclature is what you do after you toss the salad.
Yeah, I'm not talking about gnomon from the Bible. I'm talking about gnomen. Nomenclature.
Then say nomenclature instead of nomenclature. You said nomenclature.
I didn't say that. I said nomenclature. Check the archive.
Oh,
check the recording.
All is recorded. Don't worry about it. All is recorded.
Oh, that reminds me, Greg. Is Austin there? Does Austin want to ask some science questions?
He'll be back in not too short a time. Somebody he hasn't seen in 6 months just texted him, so he's just down the street.
We want Jenny Bell.
She's on the phone, but I have one more question to ask.
Hey, Greg, did Austin go see their chemical body? The guy's chemical body or the person? Is that what he did?
Yes, he went to go see their chemical body.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Ian, we were watching the pilot for the new series, Game of Thrones, and it looked like the red woman was starting to take her clothes off. And when that happens, we know the bang bus is going to Pound Town. And I want to know, is she going to fuck Jon Snow back to life?
But of course.
Yay!
Jon Snow's back, honey. All right, your turn.
He never really left. I mean, the Iron Throne's been rusty since he left anyway, hasn't it?
Yes, and many people wanted me gone, and they thought John was me, and they were so happy I get snuffed by the Ion character from the North, but not true.
Oh,
eh?
God, going back to the old snuff films from his early 8mm porno days, it's a round trip down memory lane.
So, Carol, who do you recommend that I who's going to be the red woman that I get to fuck and get revived? Who do you recommend, Carol? Anybody you prefer? You'd rather me fuck?
I'm the one that does that sort of thing.
Oh, I guess it's Carolyn then. I guess it's the same old rigmarole, the same old red woman. Okay.
Rigmarole, profiteroles. We'll get you a recipe for profiteroles. They're delicious, Bob. Why do you always bring up food? It's the silliest thing. You kind of go along there and you kind of go, I don't like to talk about food. And then here he goes talking about profiteroles. How very forward progressive of you.
What do they come on you? Yeah, what are they? Okay, so we will bring in Anonymous.
No, wait a minute. Yeah. Ion said he wanted
it's
to talk
Jenny
to me.
Bell. We want Jenny Bell. Do you know how to spell it?
Oh, okay,
P-R-O.
I'll mute you.
Yeah.
I can mute you. I'm mute.
No, we were ten.
Let's see if he can break through the mute. Break through the wall, Ion. Play some parlor tricks.
Yeah, profiteroles. Profiteroles.
Right here.
They're delicious. They're wonderful. Now, Jenny Bell.
Hi, Ion.
Hey, honey. What you know?
I know I've been having a lot of contrast lately. Do you have any words
we
about
know.
That for me?
We
good.
Do. We
did
do.
Did you hear Ion say last week that pain is good? He loves you having pain. He said that last week.
What did you say, Bob?
Ion said last week or something, very recently that he reminded us that he loves it when we have pain. Pain is really good for us, he said. So he'd be very happy you have had
well,
contrast.
Okay.
Remember
well,
that.
We don't have the emotion regardless either way. What we're trying to say and warned you and told you is that the contrast that you were engaging was something of a process because you make all these rules and regulations about the rules and the regulations about the rules and the regulations that have to be held to.
Okay.
You mean in her role as a warehouse distributor? Are you talking about that world, Ion?
All of the worlds.
Okay, so include that.
Okay, well, what?
You and Carolyn have come to a new point of slack, though, just this week.
What did you say, Bob?
You and Carolyn came to a new point of slack in terms of the rules and regulations at the warehouse.
Yes.
So that should help.
Okay.
And you like that?
I'll mute him. I'll mute him, Ginny. I'll mute him.
Look, we were playing nice, Steve. Good count. We were playing nice. We do that. We play nice. You remember that, Bob. You remember
so
that.
So proud of yourself playing
Mark,
nice.
Mark,
so rare.
Mark, six after the six after
like,
our, Ion played nice.
Get back
six
your
after Ion played nice. Yeah, Ion was nice. Yeah.
6 minutes there.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
uh-huh.
Ion claims to play nice.
Very nice. Okay, so you have this contrast that's contrasting, then you got the up and the down, the over and under, the rabbit and the stump. So we're going to go back to where we originally began, and where we originally began, we were talking about grounding. We were talking about issues with grounding. We were talking about how grounding balances. We're talking about how you connect yourself to this planet and how you land on this planet. Go back and re-listen to that again. And then come back and go, oh, yeah, I forgot about the copper. Oh, yeah, I forgot about all that. Oh, yeah, I forgot about it. So you fast forward, and the problem is now you know too much. Now you know too much. So you done rent it because you know too much. So now that you know too much, let's see what you don't know. What you don't know is what we already told you that you're quite not doing right this hot second. So you mean somebody's kicking back your head. It's just kicking back. It's like, yeah. And you're going, ow. So fatigue and other issues that are problematically and systemically issuance are the essence of your asking for a tapered balance. When you ask for something and you get it, we know you want to engage you. We're going to do that, but we got to get all this up and out and over because we called you, remember? So this is how this goes, like this, darling. And this is your free part. Didn't cost you a thing. It's wonderful. So now, what you do is you set aside the balance that you're trying to overcome. The hard parts, don't worry about those. Set those aside because that'll mess you up. Because what happens is if you make this hot thing about the hot thing about the hot thing is a hot thing. Now, that's an issue. Set that aside. That's the soft, easy thing. Let's do something else. Let's go get a manicure or a pedicure or something fun, you know. Or go get one of those mud baths where you get the white mud and they rub it all over you. Do one of those kind of thingy things. Something fun. Just something fun. Then what happens is it changes everything. It changes everything. Then you can look at things from a new, brighter perspective. Do you see?
I do see. I have been wearing my copper bracelet. I've been wearing it on my left ankle. Is that maybe
good.
I should switch?
That's it? Good.
Okay.
Change it up
right.
A little bit. You can. Okay. Now, the oxides. You have oxide issues. Your oxides are lopsided.
Okay. Did I get them righted around in a certain fashion?
Well,
what oxides are you talking about, Ion? What oxides are you talking about?
Anions.
Anions. And what anions are these?
Of oxygen.
So, Ginny's breathing too much oxygen?
Yeah, she needs some more metal. Can we do an abstract? Do you mind if we do an abstract? But we can't do it with her. We got to do it with you.
Okay, do it with me.
Okay. You know when you have heavy metals and you're chelating them out of your body, the process that you have to go through when you're chelating, and you have to take like a peroxide or something like that, and you change it and you run it through the blood, what it does is it makes a shifting change in the base of what you're trying to accomplish. In changing or chelating something out of the blood, what we need to happen is that she would actually be as rich and healthy and heart and heavy and wonderful everything is. What's happened is that she's gotten all the iron out of her blood, and in her shifting change, she tests out perfect every way, every time, every way. But what's actually happened is that she needs some more iron in her blood.
Okay.
Because what's happening is it's testing perfect because she's ascending. But it's actually, she's eating it. She's consuming it. So it's the same way as if she was being chelated out for heavy metals. You know when you kill people with too much hydrogen peroxide in their veins? It's sort of like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have an oxide issue. So when you have an oxide issue, what you're trying to do is to get one more little hydrogen involved in this conversation to change the way iron reacts in her blood meets that.
So do I eat something or what do I do?
Okay, Carolyn, what's your answer?
Yeah, lots of meat, blackstrap molasses.
Liver.
Yeah.
Foie gras.
And
foie gras.
You can get an angstrom, you know, ion of...
No, don't do that. Don't do that. That's all messed up. Because, see, it'll mock it. It'll mock it, and she'll eat that up faster. It's already processed to the base level.
Yeah.
That, you know, you make a polygon out of it, and it'll really trick her, and it'll eat more.
Don't do that. No.
Then she'll have oxide diversity, and we can't have that.
Food. So eat the food.
So,
liver.
Be careful now, because if you're not too careful, you'll bump your uric acid through the roof and you'll have the damn gout. So you be very careful with this. You got to add a little.
Okay, cool.
It's not a diverse class. It's an oxide class.
What's the difference? Describe the difference.
One's a corundum and the other one's inside of you. This happened once before when you had the church and you had the flock and you were actually right there on the cusp of right on it. You were like hitting on all cylinders and you were there and you were all excited and you were there. Then all of a sudden it just like it wanted to consume you. And it was like, oh, no. It's almost like that again. So what's going to happen is we got to build that part up and then it'll change the rest of the, I guess your baseline. It would change your CBC. Baseline to something that wouldn't be so, as you said, let's see your words, contrasting.
Right, contrasting. Okay, so we'll try that. Thank you, Ion. All right, very good.
Okay, if you have polyatomic ions, then what happens is you have to apply them. Plus one charge, minus one charge, minus two charge, minus three charge, okay? That's how you're going to land those, and you've got to make them connect. Otherwise, they take too much space. Because what ends up happening, you turn around and look, and you are yourself, okay? But you spread these out and don't connect the silicon dioxide and the carbon monoxide and the carbon dioxide just right. The space, it takes up too much of you. So the only way to fit you is to make it more. And so that's what's out of balance. And so when you do that, all you got to do is get your iron back up a little bit, because you can do one of those ridiculous testy things. You do test or something. So test that it'll show that she's perfect. It'll show she's perfect. But if you really spin it out, you know, Karen, if you really, really do the coagulant and do all of the spinning out for the blood itself, it'll read just terribly low. Her HGH is a little low too.
So the connector for what's going on here is iron. So is
for
this
her.
Happening
for
to
her?
Iron
for her. Yes. No. Just her.
No. Okay.
Just her. Good. Yeah. We're done with this broad spectrum. One sentence fits every client and customer. That's over. That's done. It's a nice try, though, but it doesn't work. Now, the dizziness is something else. Some people that have the dizziness, that's them coming to the connection point. Now, that can be a one-sentence thing. You just look at your dosing. Look at your dosing. Because you're not eating right, and you're not doing right, and you're not living right, and blah, 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 blah. And then you think just one thing's going to change the world for you, and it will. But sometimes it makes you have a vertigo experience, so you have to adjust your dose. That's specifically with your Remite and with your Remag, more times than not.
Okay.
Jenny Bell, come back now.
I'm here.
Well, we couldn't do that with you because that was forward, but we did it with Karen, so you got all the bits of the stuff. Now, you want some other things to do to make shifts and changes?
Yes, please.
You know those pad things that you put on your feet that sucks all the shit out of your body?
No.
Okay, then you ain't
can find it.
Yeah,
they're on the internet. Yes.
The Lucky Box. They got them on the Lucky Box.
Yeah, they're detox foot pads.
Yeah. Look, put in the things that suck the shit out of you through your feet. That one. That's the one you want. That one.
Yeah.
You don't have anything to take out of you, okay? But what we're trying to do is we're trying to flex this grounding issue again, because we've had this one time before when you got over it too. It's no big deal. So this is what we're doing here too. We're going to balance it. That's what you're after, is that? Well, you didn't ask all that, but we know, so we might as well just make it soft and easy. And what better place to do it than this public forum that's recorded forever in all its perpetuity? Isn't that the greatest way ever to do it? Honey, let's lay it out there and pull that. Get them damn clothes off. Let's go. Here we'll do it from stem to stern right here, honey. Just, that's it. That's it. And Greg, you back up, GQ. Back up. Back up. Get out. Get out. Get out. Make him get out. He's got to get out. Okay. So now here's the good news. We have to make a shift. Basically, your poles are flipping. We talked about this, and we told our doctor, Carolyn Dean, about the changing in the blood and how this is going to present. And she was like, okay, and she started that damn blog right then. She's the bloggerest blogger that's ever blogged the blog. We don't even know what it means or what it says, but she can blog about it now. She can tear that blog business up. We told her that this was happening and it was going to start. And so it seems like it's a thing, but really, really, really what it is just the poles are changing and shifting. What that means is that the magnetic capacity of your body is shifting, which of course would make your body make iron, which would be magnetically charged or affected by the magnetism, would seem as it would be topsy-turvy. Does that make sense? Do you know what a balloon is?
Yep.
Do you know if you blow up a balloon to a certain level, it makes it fill the capacity of the skin that is holding the air in the balloon?
Right.
Okay, now if you take that same thing and you fill that with water and amino acids and lysine and all these other different kind of things, you after a while have to get a balance, or it's almost difficult for it to contain it. It's space. So what we're talking about here is a polarity shift that will change the way your body itself relates to magnetism. And how we're going to do that is we're going to increase your iron a little bit. We're going to work with, change the copper back and forth, like wear it on one side and then wear it on the other or something. Or, you know, at your desk where you work, your space, under that mat that you own, you can put a piece of copper under that.
Well, we have copper on the bed.
That's good. But we're trying to keep this balanced because it's a grounding thing, darling. You remember that's where we started? Remember?
I do.
It's that. And so now, soften all this down to nothing. You adjust and change. We could tell you to do all kinds of things, but, maybe not have carbs till you're hungry for carbs, or find something that you really, really like and change that to something else. We don't care what it is. If you don't like chocolate cake, eat chocolate cake. We don't care. But if you really crave that, then stay away from it. Because your body is flipping, the polarity is flipping. So you become a carb machine. Everything becomes a carb. Nothing tastes good but a carb. Okay? And that's what happens. Then you have weird cravings. Have you had the weird cravings for basil and ginger and weird spices yet?
Ginger, yep, and spices.
Yeah, and different spices. And it'll even be strange spices, like I want some mace. You never ate damn mace in your whole damn life. You wouldn't know what mace tastes like if it's on fire. But you'll have these strange, odd craving things for sage and strange stuff, And we're saying follow those at a spice level. But if you're craving a carb, don't eat it. Eat something else. For example, if you want something and it's the wrong thing, it's a carb and you're craving it, eat the antiphonal part of it. Eat some tuna or something strangely different than what you're wanting. And you're going to go, but Ion, if I eat that, it won't satisfy me and I'll be like, I'm not doing right. We're saying that's the shift that you're into. There's no way your body can ground itself. That's what your travail is based upon. But that's the original where we started there. It's just recycled. Jenny Bell, are you clear with those words?
Grounding the pads on the feet, get the copper from my desk, and balancing things and doing the
whatever
opposite.
Whatever you crave. Because if you want something like, ooh, we can do this to you. Watermelon. Oh, it's the spring watermelon season. They're $99 a piece, and nobody has watermelon. But you're like, oh, my God, I want some watermelon. It's so good, so delicious, so succulent. Bob's throwing up in the commode in there. Be careful. You'll have to wash his hands because we're talking about watermelon. And honeydew melon and cantaloupe. But if you're craving, let's say that, we make a pick for you to crave that. Okay? We're saying don't eat that. We're saying
right.
Eat something else. Maybe
eat
more protein.
Yeah.
More protein. And you're going, but it won't satisfy you because when you want strawberries, you want strawberries. Right? Yeah, I mean, we get that. But that's the part, the polar shift. Now, here's another thing that might help too. You're going to have to turn the bed around. Either you're going to have to sleep at the foot of the bed, or you're going to have to turn the bed around.
Okay. We can.
Because your head is to the east, is it not?
It's to the west.
It needs to be to the east.
East. Okay.
Because, see, that's exactly the up and down part. See, that's the up and down part.
All right.
Okay.
Excellent, Ion. Thank you very much, Ion.
Thank you, darling. We adore you. We love you better than snuff.
Thank you very much.
All right,
thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's catch Madeline before she runs. Madeline, do you have anything to say to Ion? Are you pissed at Madeline? You haven't been around a couple of weeks. How are you doing, Madeline?
I can't talk right now, Bob. I've been living.
Okay. We'll put you back in.
Okay, bye.
You've been living?
It's okay.
Okay,
it's
just
okay.
Listening. All right.
Living.
Now
we
go
like,
to
we like
a
living.
Block.
That's better than the other part. That's good. Hey.
Blocked Anonymous.
Blocked Anonymous.
Know who you are.
Here go, bloop. And when it goes bloop, that's when you know Blocked Anonymous. Hi,
yeah.
Blocked Anonymous. How they hanging?
Who's that, Reverend Stang? Reverend Stang finally calls in.
Hi, Reverend Stang. Welcome, you little sub-genius lover, you. Go get her, go get her, go get her. Yeah, you got it. You got
so, what was
hey, maybe your phone. Oh, we hope your telephone rang soon. We hope that so. Yeah, it's all good.
And then there's Dr. Legume. You got a message for Dr. Legume, Ion?
No.
No. Okay.
All right.
So, Roxy, are you there? Would you like to present some new information to Ion?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hey, darling. Yes, you got a word? Why do you guys say to Ivan?
What did the Mexicans say?
Oh.
He grew up right there beside you, Roxy, in Texas. So he knows your landscape. Do you have anything to say for him?
Yeah. Pity the poor human earth taint who comes looking for a simple short explanation of the church or the subgenius, one that he or she can understand quickly. If the church could provide that, it would be bigger than Islam or Christianity.
I know, and probably much worse.
The true subgenius, however, understands everything instantly upon exposure to the word, of Dobbs, J.R. Bob Dobbs. The next step after reading the sacred pamphlets would be procure the book of the subgenius, and all the holy orifice will in the companion volume Revelation X from our shops, eBay, or better bookstores everywhere. The feature link video Arise will do a pinch for illiterates. It's a picture book, and there's a sample of these masterpieces and other primal subgenius liturgy in our classics section. They have everything. They have new ATM, special use for Christians, newbie alerts, how to treat unsaved questioners and how much they deserve to be treated that way, on the nature of the big red straps, and can I legally marry people now that I'm ordained in the church of subgenius? We got false slack, true slack, 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 opus slack, pop slack, Lithi von Fromm slack. You got official church, bad church, release church, pink, pink media, pink in, end of the world, media regarding, micro local media, weird church, weird sex, weird love, towards love, frequent asking questions, how they really don't get it, want it, don't, got it, can't get it, most like, most wrong, over, plastic model kit, J.R. Bob Dobbs, how the slack, met the guest of the plus, of the minus, and the post about the writing of the sub, genius, reverence, thanks, stuff about, here we go, confusion. Up. Please help. Question ask you. Bob Dobbs real. Which Bob Dobbs? All Bob Dobbs. 1922. Finally answer in the Bob for newcomers. Bob is Bob. Was Bob. Is might be. Might be. Come do. We be. Stack. Stack. Slack. Stack. Stack. Slack. Stack. 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 Subgenius web job. WEJOT68. Secrets of the subgenius. CEO Bob's. All religion. Subgenius. Secrets of the really good religion. Mom. 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 Did Dob. Mom. Mom. Dai Ching, Li Ching, Ba Ching, Da Ching, Sub Genius. Here we go, here we go. Stick it to the stick, death. Stick it to the stick, death. Stick it to the stick, death. All stock new books. Articles in the Facebook, facial book, magazine, magazine mentioned in the international book. Yet more perfect good explanations that totally contradict each other. Read compares the two theologies. The bitch and the wine, 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 the bitch and the wine. Poor little Selenius, dark haired ass. I'm watching you, I'm watching you. More sackful noise, more sackful noise, more sackful noise. Take it on, apparently nonsensical, non-musical, non-mystical, minor-cynical, Scientology versus sub-genie, slack, 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 Dr. Pocker's hope, hope, Joe, yo, bob, bob, dobby, dobby, doo, da, la, big, go. There's more recent, me sent, S2K. If you can't have a notice of the above base soul question, answer, page, your time, find, steadily say, hey, what's about anyway? Hey, J, 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 so what's the news group all about anyway? Ha, ha, we are the answer is church of Jesus, religion is legally recognized. Bob is a teacher, teaching Bob, Bob, subgenius failed in the false prophets, prophets of the false prophets, all for the God hates a good time, all so. Hi, y'all, I forgot the membership. Membership of tithing is the power of the ludicrous, ludicrous praying, and the saying was right, last off right, stack, 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 minimum, minimum, more, new, new, two millennium, genius, genius, in the second millennium, what was William Burroughs have thoughts in his news group? Who is Tiny? Who is Tiny? Who is Tiny? Where is Jenner? Where is Jenner? Where is Jenner? Holla.
Jenner,
where's the Jenner? Book of Subject. J.R. popped up. Say that I've been saying to the Subject Foundation. Remixed by the Reverend Karine De Crystal at the Church of the Subject of Santa Cruz. 25 Clinch, Clinch, Mitch, Mitch, Clinch, Clinch, modified by the Monomac, Monomac on Love 95. And Bucky, 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 2-2-5, 2-2-5, 2-2-5. Time control, you come to the right place. Time control, you come to the right place. Are you abnormal? Better be. Most be, most be, most be, most be worse if you ever suspected be. You might be suspected if you're worse than you might have been. The other 5 things that you're able to left that 5 years, 5 years, 5 lifetimes. Nothing can be funny anymore. So, so, so funny, funny, funny. How funny is nothing no more. Sometimes you want to call up people on the street. Scream the more than possible imagined. You can't possibly help with the donation. You have the whole universe. That's more than six than a little sick humor. Come to the back of the back of the window. Universe, no from the vast and the morbid. No from the door, the dark ages to you. Dark ages up and that's on the in you. Come to the looking in the air and conditioning. Really do the condom. Mega degenerational. And yet say that you're above everyone else. The subject of things could save your sanity. Sickness and wishes can grant it full of vanity. Every time humanity lets you go to sanity, sanity will remind you that you better pay Bob Dobbs, better pay Bob Dobbs. You pay no really things. J.R. Bob Dobbs, J.R. Bob Dobbs. Narrative, step by step. All is revealed. This is it, this is it, this is it. Only faith, promise, 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 promise. Action, 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 action. Feel sex, sex, sex. Best in business, feeling there's just no slack. You may have snapped already from the information disease that sleep reason might be the budget monsters, budget monsters, budget monsters, Monsignor, budget monsters, beget monsters, 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 look to the high, unfashionable church of the stuff, genius, paracultural, pan-cultural, pan-cultural, demogramming, 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 re-synchronizing, re-synchronization, synchronization, 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 perfect by the sublineal vision, edit your memory, believe reincarnality, sync up, sync up, sync back, sync back, sync, genius must have a snack, ding, 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 sing, sack, jump, sack, fast, ching, sing, sack. Using sub genius, think it's ball, dang, bull, dang, a bull, dang, a bull, dang, a moralism, moralism, have a miraculously. Eliminate compulsion, urges such as smoking, eating, sipping, drinking, working, bowling, sex, sex, money, problem, problem, solve those, so, both, so, and so, short as outside. Become a doctor, doctor, forget another time. This is most religious kick, that's a bitch, and it goes. Sub genius, patriotic alien. Patriotic, personal savior, false, false prophet, nerd, nerd, Nero, nerd, nerd, hero, Nero, hero, Nero, madman, complete jackass. Thought you tried everything, ain't seen nothing yet. Learn, think big, 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 think, thinking big, big, think big. Bring your weirdest dream to raise, vamping like. Yes, Jehovah is an alien, still search the planet and die, five sinister star forces. Mock all evil, demons kept the truth of my humanity of thousands of years. God has been misquoted all of the time, he's actually word disrupt you. But J.R. Bop, 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 stand, bop, stand, bulwark against the unbearable. Fear, anxiety, threat of the mankind. There is no problem with Bob. Bob is the way to the point for the millions. Half of the beings don't even know it. He's the one true living saint master. All the spiritual know-how. Pass through the locked doorway. Fantastic, fancy, fancy, hope for Fosha, fancy day. Financial heaven. He's the only real short shocking quick touch back back to the other dimensions on your TV. Bob promises to widen the scope of nature and abnormal behavior.
Thank you very much.
There's a new ways of going to the edge and coming back to the place where they couldn't find their own ways. Get to the place where the high cost of earnings, living, the stack of diamonds, numbers, and recovery, abnormally, difficult, dispensary, busy, planning, and over the numbers. Did you learn to be more reliable, safe, the time control? You find the eye key, breathing every time you look to the same wheel, seem like a post thing within it, better contain the thermal growth of intelligence and swearing. This star was playing with three chips, five bodies over those doors, and side by the transfigurations of new physical bodies, the more powerful ones, the more certain, right? Three men and mineral types, and that's what you gotta say. The world is a techie, Bob gives you the carving knife. fear of the stockfish is the removal no longer. Become physically attractive over an attitude says they looking prosperity of blowing them off. When you join me, order the Knights of the Wotan, get the mastery, fighting and skills, good health and sex, personality, little bit of the influence, others and bend them to your will. You learn incantations that lead the mastery over the physical plane. Occult technology finesse and power and easy ways to borrow money. You never pay it back anyway, you ain't got it anyway, can't get it having it either. Achieve sheer gut blowout. Our sentience consists solely of transportation, though, and give not to them the temptation. Think thoughts that the human can ever think before. Do not learn what you can't know before. Be past your forgotten and can't exhaust all contact aliens, both male and evil. The touch of genes and the first in the sand. Come into the world and the paints and the gloves and the thriller world and the cataclysm come through the into UFO transport. The conspiracy, the idea of the American country, values individually the highest ideas. Maybe Brad Pippard, times of time, no modern industrial sizes can really afford the population of enough for the this is not surprising when I'm going to hit you out of those prosecution of the by the generation told. Indeed, there are signs in the hoi, 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 or repetition of Babylon is a Babylon falls in the sub-genes 434. Now the pants on earth are civilization paid for misguided climb of sin for their paid for primary slime from subsequent fault. Back in the ass of the past 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 of the
past of the past of
the past. Never, it's over. Get out, you want Bob? Is that enough? Akito! Akito! Is that enough? Is that enough? Akito! The more important it probably is.
That's my rule. Okay, Roxy, sorry to eat into your time. Go ahead, Roxy.
Remember the Alamo? It will be over soon.
Oh, yes. Remember the Alamo. The eyes of Texas are upon you. That's right. Hey, Roxy, we need a slow gin fizz. What do you think?
So let's take it. There's some right over there. Right over there, I am. Just turn left to Greenland.
Oh, the subgenius is kicking in now. Oh, that's much better. Good.
Okay, Roxy has a question about Orion.
It's not Orion. It's Orion's belt.
Why do they have this Orion constellation in the euros and in the dollar?
The medulla is not included.
The abdella, a part of the brain? You quoting the brain part?
Well, medulla, no, yeah.
Abdella?
That's three kings.
What was the column in Paris in front of the La Bourse, the Wall Street in Paris?
Mintaka, and the Alnilam, and the Alniltak. Zeta, Epsilon, and Delta. Delta is the Minnetaka, Epsilon is the Anilum, and Zeta is the Aniltak. Aniltak. Now, when you look at Rigel, this is going to get you to Rigel. When you get to Rigel, that's the same spot where your 1600 is.
Black hole.
It's actually the nebula, M42. Okay? Because that's going to move. That's why we're telling you that, because it's going to move. Okay? You don't mind, do you?
No, because it took me to Chambord. Thank you. They were only white rooms.
We had fun. We had fun with you this week. It was great fun. You liked that? That one was pretty fun, huh?
Yes, because I wanted to go there, and then I...
Yeah.
I was there, and there were only white rooms.
I know, but see, the problem is they run this. Now, they're trying to say it's 817 light years. So, therefore, in your time, you wouldn't have time to go. Isn't that funny? Now, it's not, so you can. So, it's like, okay, we can do this. It also kicks.
What is the connection between heaven and earth and what we call money?
There is no connection.
But, for example, the
money, the heaven and earth, no, it's not. No, it's not. You can't get there, darling. You can't do it. It's not, because time is money. What you're trying to say is, what you'd rather say is what you're trying to say. We're not going to let you. What you're trying to ask is, hey, Ion, what's up? Well, what's up? Well, back that ass up and let me see what you got. Then you come in and you go, okay, heaven and earth, there are two planes of existence. One is an ascended heaven's right here on the earth as you're ascended on your throne. You get it. And then earth is where the little man lives, where he's cast down to. And then the angel in the battle of heaven, and they cast the angel down, Lucifer, a third of the angel, cast him down to the earth. It couldn't be heaven because the devils was running around here on the earth, those angels, okay? So the distance between the heaven and the earth is the fall. The ascended man falling goes to earth, not to hell, to earth. What happens then is you come to a place, now you're saying in money. Money don't fit because time is money. So that money expression is why it's so silly, because there isn't any. That's why the Panama, the penny leaks. That's what we're going to call that now, Bob. Hey, Bob. Hold on 1 second, Rocky. Hey, Bob, wash them damn hands. Filthy hands. Wash them damn hands. Listen.
Yeah,
you gotta
say,
we're going to
I got food
we're going to call them. I know. We're going to call them penny.
Salad.
I know, we're going to call it penny.
Penny.
Like Panama, the penny leaks. That's what we're going to call it from now. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, it's all right. Me, Ion. Fine with
okay,
me.
Mark it 43. Ion is okay to, by Bob, to call it penny leaks.
Are you calling it P-A-N-T-Y?
Yeah, like pennies in your penny drawer. Yeah, like he draws, like panties. Like a little
right,
foundational garment. Panty leak. What they fixing to do, they fixing to show their ass. That's what they're going to show, Bob. They fixing to show their ass. That's what they fixing to do. We're going to show, they're going to call it a panty leak. There's going to be some panties going on. Ooh, wee. Yeah, some
yeah.
Panty leak. That's right. Okay.
Panty
now,
leak.
You got
panty leak.
Panty leak. The panties leak. That's right. Panty leaks.
Got it.
Now, Roxy, here
okay,
you go. Your Orion belt is good. I got you there, and I got you back. Now, when you're going to get over this, it's good, because if you'll just let go and not squeeze the blood out of the turnip so hard, it will not be so challenging for you. But now, please and delight yourself, darling, because we know you got it. You can do it. We're with you. We know. We already know. But the harder you squeeze that, the less blood you're going to get out of that turnip. Okay? So we're trying to say soften it just a little bit, and you'll go, oh, okay. And then later you'll relax and release it, and it's okay. But we're saying the press down, shaking together, overcoming motif does not always apply with it at your bare hands. So you can take their life by squeezing the life out of them, but it's really not necessary most of the time. You think?
What are all these converted Jewish, or what were they doing with the Medici? They sat not only in Nostradamus.
Did you say converted Jews?
The Messianic Jews, the Jew-lites. There's the Israelites and the Jew-darks. Or no, it's the Israel-darks and the Jew-lites. Yeah, Jew-lites. You're talking about the Jew-lites. Yeah, the Jew-lites. And sometimes there's Jew-lips. Sometimes they have Jew-lips, too.
What would you call them? Hebrews? Converted?
Ancient Samaritan Hebrewoids. Yeah, the Hebrewoids. Yeah, that's right. The ancient Samaritan Hebrewoids. That's where the Amalekites come from. Now, them some bad mofos now. Them some mofos. They're right up there with Morrison Forrester, aren't they, Bob?
You're saying that these Jews have been around for centuries. They didn't transition.
Dude, that's right. That's why she's picking up on it. Now, she's got it because you know how Roxy, she's going to squeeze the blood out. It's gonna, that bitch going to bleed when she gets through with it. It's going to... But she got to the point that she was trying to get to, which is real good. Because everything from the Pantheon C... Oh, wait. Do you have a Pantheon C, Bob?
No, I don't know what that is. Pantheon C.
Oh, no. Crap. Okay. Wrong world. Okay, so we're going to... Oh, sorry. Reset. I know, it's sad. Now, how are we going to get out of this? Because the answer to this whole question is found in the Pantheon C, and y'all don't even have one. So that's fucked up on your part.
I'll leave that to Roxy.
Okay,
Roxy. You work on that
okay,
one.
Roxy. So here we go. We're going to take you on Tuesday. Do you have Tuesday in this world?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's going to do this Greenwich Mean Time. Do you know what Greenwich Mean Time is?
Yes.
Okay, on Tuesday, we're going to go to the Pantheon C. I'm driving. We know you know the way. We know you know everything, but we're driving, okay, because we got to get you there and back, all right?
Is that the letter C or S-E-A, Ion? Are you saying S-E-A or letter C?
Oh, the Pantheon C. It's like an ocean. It's like a K. Do you know what a K is?
I got it. Go ahead.
C-A-Y. Yeah, good. Okay.
What?
So we're gonna, you need a,
C-A-Y?
You need a
what's that?
A K. Don't you know what
I'll
a K is?
I'll put both in. C-A-Y.
Look it up.
C-A-Y.
A K.
Okay, all right. Go ahead, Roger.
Why is he there giving us such a hard time?
The Hebrew Lloyd Nostradamus said nobody should try to understand the centuries. There will only be one man that will be able to understand them. Is that Bob?
Am I the only one who can understand it, Ion?
No.
Roxy, move on.
Send your damn goober snatch, Bob. Silly mess we've ever been. Okay, Roxy, do you have a bucket? Roxy, do you have a bucket? Da 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 da. Bye. We're all here.
Am I here? Am I muted?
We think it's the funniest thing ever. He went looking for Floss in Paradise. It's so much fun. We're going back to the Slack Shack. Going to do some Slack Shack, y'all? We got a little Slack Shack. Akito's on a quotient. We got to get in some rib and rave. So it's all good because he slipped up. He's cussing. Oh, I know he's just having him a little fit. It's too much fun. Okay, all right.
Hello?
Maria, we're here. Yeah, we're here. Go ahead. It's all right. We're trying to keep it all together. We see Bob is the creator, and when he slips off the wagon, he's done fine, laughing his ass off. Yeah, Jay's laughing his
ass.
You don't too? Oh, a nut.
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, and sometimes you don't, honey. Yeah, we sure can.
Okay, so it's not Maria, though.
We know.
Ion, what the hell is going on with me?
Annie, you're backed up.
Got any tips? Do you need to make me cry again?
No, just have them knock the little man out the boat. That's all you got to do, baby.
All right.
It's going to be all right. You're making this a big thing.
I know. Yeah, I know. Well, it's weird.
How clever. How clever and witty was that? Let's talk about Bill's orgasms. Wouldn't that be fun? And hamburgers, cheeseburgers, big old cheeseburgers. Yum. That's all we needed, a cheeseburger. With bacon, pig bacon on it. Mmm. Hey, if you get the right beurre blanc sauce, wash them hands, yeah. If you get the right beurre blanc sauce, sometimes that'll make you nut. Did you know that?
No.
Get the right Bert Blancsauce and you're nuts.
You put the Bert Blanc on the man in the boat?
No, no, no. Put it on a big old Chateaubriand and eat the Chateaubriand.
Hello, Ion, are you there? Is anyone there?
Looks like Bob and Ion both disappeared now, so it's open.
Okay.
I'm going to unmute everybody.
Yeah, hey, Bob, go ahead and ask anything. I'll channel Ion for a while.
Okay, what's causing all the sinkholes?
Lack of cohesion in the soil.
Okay. Why?
I thought that was Ronan's job. I'm confused.
The Earth's crust thins out like a bad tooth. It collapses on itself, and you get craters. And bacteria likes to hide in those dark places.
Bacteria is good.
Bacteria is very good.
Would anybody like to hear about my 3-hour orgasm?
Yes.
Can't wait.
Sure.
Okay. Last week I went to the dentist to get a root canal. He told me I had another tooth that needed one, so he did 2 of them, and I was in the chair for 4 hours. He gave me some hydrocodone, something like Oxycontin, a little bit weaker. I didn't have any pain that day. I slept a little bit, got up, went to work, came home, and took one of the hydrocodones. I laid down on my bed, and I proceeded to have a full 3-hour orgasm. That is, I couldn't move. For 3 hours, I had a full super orgasm.
Opiates will do that to you.
It wasn't opiates, because I took another one the next night and another one the next night, and it didn't happen.
You just were spurted out, that's all.
No, trust me. I've taken pills before. I've taken all kinds of pills. Something happened about the stress of the dentist, the sleep, and then when I laid down, I took the pill and laid down, I went into like a twilight state. There was a show on TV called Banshee. It repeated itself 3 times, and I couldn't even grab the remote to change the channel. That's how stuck to the bed I was. Maybe the hydrocodone had something to do with it, but that's why I was going to ask Ian about it. It's the most amazing thing I've ever experienced in my life.
Okay, so we're back. I don't know where we were or what happened, but Ian's here. Has there been broadcasting going on the last 10 minutes that we're not aware of?
Hell yeah.
I didn't have many people unmuted, so who did you talk to?
Bill unmuted us.
Ian, did you hear me talking about my 3-hour orgasm?
We didn't hear it, but we know.
What happened?
When did that happen?
You had a little gizgasm, and you had the loop. You're in the loop.
Right. It's just like the 5 seconds when you really come hard, and I got stuck in that for 3 hours.
Yeah, it's fine. Bob has that all the time, but he don't like to talk about it.
Is that anything like non-physical bliss?
Can be, or a little touch of privacy.
I would do anything to experience that again, anything.
When did it happen, Kyle?
Last Friday night.
Were you with anybody, or you were masturbating?
I wasn't masturbating. I came home from work. I was tired. I'd been to the dentist the day before and got 2 root canals, which I was in the chair for 4 hours, which really stressed me out. So I got a little bit of sleep, went to work, came home feeling very tired, took a hydrocodone and laid down in the bed and started watching TV and began to have a full-on, the 5 seconds, you know, when you have the big orgasm. It's started, and it did not stop for 3 hours. I watched Banshee 3 straight times in a row.
Is that Kundalini release, Ion? What they call Kundalini kind of effect?
You can, but Kundalini is not quite that way.
No, man, this is hardcore. The 5 seconds when you shoot your cum, this was hardcore just like that for 3 straight hours.
He's bragging at the
point. Do I need a hydrocodone?
No, darling, MS Cotton.
The pill is not what did it. Something in my brain got triggered into orgasm state, and it stuck there.
What did you ask about, Madeline?
An oxycodone, Bob.
Oxycodone.
That's it. Slam them plates in the rack. Throw them in that damn thing.
Everybody.
That's it. Throw them in the thing. Get out. Throw them in the thing. No.
All participants are now muted.
Muted everybody. Bring back Ion.
No, okay, Roxy. You're going to break that. That's what's going to happen. You'll break it. You don't do that. I'm telling you, don't do it. But okay. Hey, Roxy, you want to play? What happened to you, Bob? Did you go find about the K? You know what the K is now?
Yes, I looked up K, and it's C-A-Y.
It's on the Goodwish
Net. Key inlet, or a key, what do they call in Florida, the Keys. One of those little islands or something. Yes, K, key, same thing. So, Roxy, where were we at? You were asking about the Pantheon.
We were behind the preposition. We were right behind the preposition at.